Well, it's 10:30 a.m. now at the Carboot. It's a glorious morning, absolutely beautiful. It's not the clear blue sky of yesterday, there's loads of cloud about, but the sun's piercing through even the cloud, and it's just got warmer and warmer. It's beautiful. It stays like this to 1 or 2 o'clock this afternoon, that'll do us nicely. So basically, I am taking time out under instruction. I'm just crossing over the car parks to Aldi's to pick up a fresh box of muesli. When I'm a porridge eater, but I do like muesli. Even in the summer, I eat porridge. But when we went to Spain, because it was so warm in the morning, and also because my wife's sister insisted on getting us up at 6 o'clock in the morning for a continental breakfast. I kind of got used to the muesli again with a warm morning or a hot morning and having cold milk and not hot porridge. So since I've come back, unfortunately the blackbirds etc. are missing out on the porridge, but don't worry, I've been supplementing them with other things. But I've really got used to this muesli again and with loads of cold milk in it. It's absolutely really nice. So I've run out, so I'm just heading over to Aldi. And so I'm continuing this as a binaural recording while I can. Fortunately today, there's only a little breeze. You may pick up some little wind noise. Well, you won't, but the mics will. But it's not too bad. So I'm going into Aldi's to get a box of muesli. And then when I go back to the car, I've got a couple of other errands up the town. We'll talk about that when I'm doing that. So, come with me into Aldi's. My God, it's cool in here. I think they've changed the packaging. Okay. They definitely changed the packaging. It's a stockier box now. Same price. Yes, that'll do. Let's get out of here. That was fortunate. Short queue. 3 tills running. It's actually a good store, this Aldi. Loads of good stuff. Quality items from Germany. Very good prices. Probably the reason that the Tesco and Sainsbury's and Morrison's first quarter sales were all down, and Aldi's were up 35%. I wonder if these checkout people go home at night and hear that beeping as they lie in bed trying to go off to sleep. Thank you. Hi there. Hey, Paul. That's grand. Thanks, then. Cheers. I'll tell you something. I'll tell you a wee bit about algae as well, if you don't know this fact, or if you've never observed the fact that algae compared to other stuff. Oh, wind. So, trying to avoid this breeze. Walking backwards. You know, I've noticed if you cup your hands behind your ears, you don't, even if it's windy, you don't get wind noise. Anyway, Aldi's, why is it that Aldi's checkouts are the fastest in the West? Fastest in town. If you ever watch Aldi's checkouts, just pay attention the next time you're in. Oh, very nice. Ah, beautiful. Their checkouts are fantastically fast. I mean, there's no hesitation, there's no manipulating of the item to get it to read the barcode. It's straight through, almost without stop. Some of them without stop, actually. It's incredible. And I've spoken to some of the checkout people in Aldi's about them and said, you know, why, how come you've got these amazingly fast checkouts and the other stores are way behind you? And well, they don't know anything about it because basically they just work there and probably never inquired. So why is it that these are the other big stores don't have the same technology in their checkouts? Surely goodness, in this day and age it's possible, but even yet to this day I still notice them, like slugs. It's like Aldi's compared to the other stores is like modern broadband speeds compared to the old modem speeds, you know, 58 kilobits per second, things like that. No, they're so fast, it's unbelievable. And so even if there's five or six people in front of you, you're literally, even if you've got loads of messages, you're literally only a couple of minutes and you're through. Go to the other stores, and, well, as I said, they're like slugs. Why is that, I wonder? I don't know. So, back into the booty. I drop off the muesli and pick up my instructions for the next part of the day. I think it'll be a McFlurry day today again, if it stays as warm as this. I'll treat Mary yet again. You know, she doesn't realise how good a husband she has. You know, I treat her, you know, like a lady. Do everything I can for her. She just doesn't appreciate it. I'm getting close, I won't say anymore. She'll have an answer for me. There goes muesli. I think it's time for another bacon sani. Yes, I'm going to suggest it. Speak soon. Do you want your tea again, Nunu?
Aye.
Right, okay.
What, did you get the news
one? Yeah, I got it.
Much was it?
125. Convinced her. Actually, she was easily convinced to have more tea and more bacon sandwiches. Followed by a caramel waffle.